It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As you can tell, not quite Dirt and Sprague here on this July 3rd. Swag sitting in. Schultzy here with me. One more hour to go. We'll Sprague the line at 8:30. So if you have a fake sponsor, offer it up. We'll see among the 4th of July, a lot of baseball, Wimbledon, but probably more. I'm sure Schultzy's laying some coin. Not a good value, though, on your boy Joey Chestnut at the Nathan's hot dog eating, but you can place a wager on that if you so wish.
Well,
so
we'll get. He's back this year.
He is back. Whatever. But that was stupid. But the hot dog eating contest is stupid to begin with.
I know you don't like excess gluttony.
No, glorified gluttony, not on my list of must-see TV.
Gluttony for the sake of gluttony.
What is on my list of must-see TV in the summer is the Major League All-Star Game and Home Run Derby, and your boy, the big dumper himself, Cal Raleigh, named the starting catcher for the American League. He is leading the league with 33 home runs. He has the second best WAR at 5.6 behind Aaron Judge. He is tied. Well, he's trying to tie Ken Griffey Jr., who has had 35 home runs before the All-Star break. That is the record in 1998. He did 33 in 94. It's the most home runs by a primary catcher before the All-Star break, breaking Johnny Bench there. He also is second in the major leagues with 71 RBI, so he's having an unbelievable special season as a switch-hitting catcher, which is tough enough. And they caught up with him. He did a little media session in the dugout before yesterday's game, 3-2. They got the win. And just the complete unassuming opposite of what you would expect. He's the complete opposite of Julio Rodriguez. We remember him being kind of the star of the All-Star show in his rookie year.
Yeah.
He put on a show at the Home Run Derby. He was mic'd up out there in the field talking about it. Cal, just glad this whole process is over.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, you know, Dan said a lot of nice words, and obviously all the guys guys were very happy, congratulated me. So it means a lot, you know, because, you know, we're together every day. And, you know, those are the guys that, you know, we go out to work with. So they mean a lot to me. They're brothers. And, you know, just very excited. Very, you know, just blessed.
What was your message to the team right after?
It's kind of the same as I said to you. You know, I'm sorry that all this nonsense has been going on for the last couple of days with all the voting and stuff. But, you know, I appreciate them and everything they've done for me. And, you know, basically just saying, you know, it's kind of like a dream come true with an all-star game and then being a starter. And but, you know, we definitely have bigger things ahead. You know, I'm looking forward to October with these guys and winning a World Series with them. And that's the real dream.
Clearly, he was uncomfortable with his face all over dump trucks throughout the Puget Sound area, the big push. And this is just what teams do. It's a big deal for teams to obviously have their players. And you knew Cal wasn't going to be campaigning himself. And so the marketing department and all that stuff going on, clearly it was overwhelming for him. I think now that that's done, look for him to go on a little bit of a barrage. Today they wrap up the series, trying to take 3 out of 4 from the Royals today. And then they get Pittsburgh in town before they head out for the last week. They dodge Skeens. I think the dumper, might dump 2 or 3, out there in the left field at T-Mobile. He might be at 35, 36 before they head and finish up. It's a tough week before the All-Star break.
Yeah.
They're at the Yankees and they're at the Tigers. The only thing going for them with the Yankees is their starting pitching is questionable, and you have a short porch there. So if he can spin around and hit lefty, he might be able to yank a couple out of the short porch there. I don't know if he gets all the way to Barry Bonds 39 before the All-Star game, which is the record. But I'm curious. Obviously, you're tuning in to see your Mariners in the All-Star game. That is on Tuesday the 12th, or Tuesday, what, the 15th?
Yeah.
I'm losing track of days.
Weeks, a week and a half from now.
Is like it more important, you know, your Mariner fandom? Are you more hyped about him being in the Home Run Derby and possibly winning the Home Run Derby? Or is it more important for – it's tough for catchers in the All-Star game because you're only going to get 1 or 2 at-bats.
Yeah.
It's hard to really show off what you're doing. It's more about the pitchers and then, you know, obviously if he goes yard in the All-Star game off of whoever he's going to go yard off, whether it's Skeens or I don't know who's going to be possibly starting for them.
I don't know, like Zach Wheeler.
Like that. You know, if he does that, if he delivers a big hit. Because defensively, I mean, if you make a great play, diving catch or rob one over the fence, defensively, you have an opportunity to make a highlight reel. Pardon me.
Well, if you hit a homer, you're the MVP, basically, right? Like that.
If it's a game-deciding homer.
Exactly.
It's more, you know, pitchers coming in and can they strike out? Kind of the side sort of thing there. What's more important for him to have a showing in the Home Run Derby where it's more of a showcase or in the game itself?
I think people remember the Home Run Derby more. I feel like we talk about Pete Alonso, multi-time home run champion, just because, you know, of the prestige of the event. We remember Home Run Derbies of years past and performances by the likes of like Mark McGwire, Josh Hamilton, great runs, Julio Rodriguez.
Yeah, Julio put on a show.
He did. In the first round, it was an amazing
Adley
show.
Rutschman.
Exactly. Like, you know, and Julio didn't really live up to it in the last round. He ended up getting the runner-up. But it's just so fascinating every single year when you think back to these derbies as opposed to the All-Star game. I have bigger memories of like when the Mariners sent 8 players to the All-Star game in 2001 when it happened to be up at Safeco Field.
At Safeco, Ripken's last one.
Exactly. Brett Boone was in the Home Run Derby. Like, I remember the lineup of guys sitting there being announced before they went and slammed up at the plate at the Derby as opposed to the All-Star game. It just seems to me that, like, my dad and I were talking about going to the All-Star game when it was back at T-Mobile a couple of years ago. And we were like, what do we want to do? Do we want to do the actual Home Run Derby or the All-Star game? Because tickets for both are spendy.
Yes.
And I would guess a lot of people prefer the Derby. So I think it's more important for him to play out in the Derby. I think when Julio was in the Derby, two seasons ago or three seasons ago in 2022. People were hoping to see a showing from him, and then look at all the highlights that he had on ESPN. It's just way more of a must-see event than the actual All-Star game, and hopefully Cal can rise to a little bit more national prominence.
Well, hopefully it doesn't zap, you know, he doesn't...
I'm worried about that, too.
So, because, and catchers, for the most part, and we will see, I mean, he is the primary catcher.
Yeah.
It's not a 60-40 situation. It's a 75-80-20 situation with Cal back there.
And he's playing DH every other day.
Yeah, and we'll see. Well, DHing, you know, at least all there, that's got to be a breather for him. Just he doesn't have to worry about pitching staffs and all of those, you know,
it's,
everything that goes into it.
The Mariners roster makeup, unfortunately, never gives him a breather because their backup catcher, Mitch Garver, sometimes plays designated hitter. So Cal's always got to be ready.
He's always got to be ready.
Like Garver went out because of a concussion, a broken jaw or whatever a week ago. Cal had to come right in the sixth inning. Like, it just sucks, and the Mariners aren't doing him any favors there.
No. It's nice to see a Rosarena get hot, and hopefully he continues that to provide him a little bit more protection in the lineup teams start pitching around him.
Two games with a home run in a row.
Yeah, he's had four in his last three or four games or something like that.
Yeah, three in his last four. Yeah.
Three in his last four. So they will go for a season the series win today, taking 3 out of 4. They are in the final wild card spot, and we'll see. Anybody else? Anything else with the All-Star game that's catching your attention? A lot of first-time starters for the American League. Jacob Wilson is a first, he's a rookie, so you got a rookie shortstop there from the A's. Riley Green is a first-time starter, so you got Green and Baez out there. Ryan O'Hearn at DH, his first All-Star selection.
I think Javi Baez making it to the All-Star game. I mean, the Tigers in general with 3 starters out of 9 for the American League.
They got the best record in the league.
No kidding, and they're one of the most surprising teams.
Skubal might be the starter. On the mound.
Well, absolutely. And you got Riley Green. Like, no, these guys are hitting the cover off the ball. It's fun to see and it's unexpected. But Javier Baez specifically, his resurgence, I think is a cool story. That dude was in the cellar. And last year, saying he would be an All-Star in 2025, people would have called you crazy. So good for him, able to find it again there.
Yeah, for the National League, a lot of Cubs, a lot of Doyers.
3 Doyers. Probably could have been more. You said that off the air.
Yeah. But I think you have a fair representation. Machado at third. Ketel Marte, that's a great story at second base. He's been doing everything he can to keep the Diamondbacks in the race. They've been beset with injuries.
Man, he ended up being one of the worst Mariners traded, like as far as like the deal that hurt them. Because they got, 3 years of decent production from Haniger, maybe 4. Yeah. Look at Ketel Marte.
Pete Crow Armstrong will start in center field. His first career All-Star selection. He's been... he'll be the darling, I think, for the National League. Aside, obviously, Shohei's the headliner.
He's already 2020 this year.
Yeah.
Like, he is one of the best young players in baseball. I would say that he's going to be one of the faces in the next few years.
So there you go. The starting pitcher, I'm not sure they break it out. The pitchers will probably be announced here maybe over the weekend. And then middle of next week, the reserves will kick in. And obviously, part of it is... every team must have one representative, so they will fill in.
Is that still true?
I believe that's still true for baseball. The rosters have been expanded now. They're out to 30. They want to make sure nobody gets overtaxed, especially the pitchers. So there'll be some – I don't know if there'll be any injury replacements. I think everybody should be mostly good to go.
But
that's been selected unless something horrible happens here in the next week, which you don't want to see.
Usually get a handful of injury replacements. It's how Ty France made it for the Mariners a couple years ago.
So we'll see. We'll see if the Mariners get another one, maybe a pitcher. Brian Wu might – he's probably the one that could make the pitching staff. I don't know if one of the relievers, if Munoz might be there at the back end.
Munoz, I mean, he's had a couple of shaky performances, but I would assume that he's still one of the leading vote getters for closer. Yeah. And then Wu has been the only pitcher in all of baseball that has gone 6 innings every single start this year.
Yeah, he's been consistent, and obviously he's had 1 or 2 where he's gotten shelled, but who hasn't?
Tarik Skubal gave up 4 or 5 runs in one game. So, it happens.
So we'll see. We'll see if the Mariners get another one on the roster, but there you go. Congratulations congratulations to Cal Raleigh. It'll be a lot of fun. Hopefully he comes through and performs well, because he's the he's kind of the anti-superstar in his demeanor that you would expect from a catcher. He has the catcher mentality, and it's been a lot of fun to see. And he will be there. His brother is going to catch. His dad is going to pitch in the Home Run Derby. It'll be a great story. Hopefully he won't be too overwhelmed by the moment, and he'll learn to embrace it and just have a lot of fun. So there you go. That's what's going on. When we come back, could Damian Lillard get another, or get his first NBA championship before anybody else with the Milwaukee Bucks? One NBA pundit thinks so. Sprague and the Line coming up at 8:30 as well. We continue on. It's Dirt and Sprague here. Swag sitting in for the crew on 1080 The Fan.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Swag and Chelsea sitting in for Dirt and Sprague here on this Thursday. Hope you are have great holiday plans. Hope you are very safe in getting to wherever you are getting to. Don't be in a hurry. Hopefully most road construction is off for the weekend, as it should be. Hopefully PBOT, ODOT, all understanding. It's the most traveled weekend of the summer, so let's not cause any more problems than we need to.
We're not smart with our roads out here.
Well, fortunately, 217 got the paving done.
That is nice, because yeah, that was bad.
It is noticeably better. There's still a little bit of work to do from Shoals Ferry up to 99 heading south.
Traffic this summer has been awful. More than normal.
All right. Well, hopefully Everybody backs off. Take your time, whether you're going to the coast, maybe you're going across the mountains to Central Oregon, down south, up north, wherever the case may be. Take your time. Let people in. Don't be that guy.
Don't do
or
it.
Or that girl. Or that gal.
And don't ride in the fast lane doing the exact speed limit. If you're in the fast lane, go. Please, let me live.
That is such an Oregon staple. Like, it's... people that come here and drive that haven't grown up, and there's like, what? I go, no, that's what we do here in Oregon for whatever reason. Can't explain it.
And the worst thing about it is, Swag, when I go to the right, then they speed up.
I know.
What are you doing? It's not a personal pissing contest.
I don't know what it is. I can't.
I just want to get to my destination.
That one, I will defend Oregon and a lot of things, born and raised here. Not that.
Yeah. I don't like it either. Born and raised, I don't subscribe to that group of people.
Don't know. Just don't know where that came from. We've had a lot of fun today, so I appreciate people indulging me as I've gotten to go off on many of the tangents and all of the, we did soccer, we did Wimbledon, we did some golf. However, Dame Lillard story early in the week, Bucks waived him, and now he will begin his rehab process. It is expected that he'll come home here to, or his home, in the Portland area, and wants to do his rehab here, be with his family and friends. And then the question will be, how quickly can he recover from the ruptured Achilles tendon? But being a free agent, he will have his pick. And if he can convince NBA teams that he has recovered to a point where he can be effective, especially with his shooting always at a premium, especially for playoff teams. There's the outside possibility, you know, before, I don't know when the deadline is to sign somebody to have them on the playoff roster. I think it's a little bit after the trade deadline. I think it's in March.
Yeah.
And if he can convince somebody, maybe latch on to a team going to the playoffs who could use a little bit of shooting off the bench. Will he have 2-3 years left where he is an effective point guard? That remains to be seen. But one pundit, David Dennis Jr. of Anscape and ESPN fame, believes he's poised to actually get his NBA title before his career is over.
He is going to be an addendum to a team that is already going to be in the championship spotlight, right? And he's also going to be able to do that without having to gamble. He's going to look and see who is best, you know, positioned to win a championship. All they need is a little bit of Dame Lillard. This is like when this is Kevin Durant level for the price that we're talking about and the fact that you're adding him to an already championship level team. This is going to change so many franchises. You want to talk about the Lakers trying to make sure that Luka wants to come back? Hey, we're bringing Dame. You want to talk about the Nuggets and saying, hey, Jokic, you know, we want to build some around you. Like, he can go to literally anybody for $1. And turn them from a team that is in the conference championship or the second round, and they can win a championship with Dame Lillard. Out of everybody involved in this whole thing, Milwaukee, Giannis, Miles Turner, Indiana, Dame Lillard, out of all of this, is the person most positioned to win a championship before anybody else.
Now, I think Blazer fans would all have a smile on their face if Damian Lillard was able to get that championship ring, even though he wasn't able to do it in Portland. There is still the theory that he's going to come back. I believe he will finish his career in Portland in some capacity, kind of the way Maurice Lucas did. But this group, this young group of Blazers, and we've talked about this, they need the opportunity to come together and gel together themselves. And then if he can come back and be, you know, a kind of a missing piece shooter off the bench sort of thing. But is there a team that if he went to either late this year for the playoff run or next year and got it, is there a team that he did it with? Like, if he went to the Lakers, how much would that hurt? Like, could you stomach that?
I could
stomach. Or is the love for Dame Lillard so established by Blazer fans that it won't matter? It's just about him getting a title and you're glad to see it.
I mean, I could stomach the Lakers more than the Warriors. The fact that, like, multiple reports have said that the Warriors are trying for Dame Lillard.
That makes the most sense to me. They won't do it, but that seems... Because I think the Warriors need to figure out if they're going to have a team that's going to be, you know, top six, top four worthy in the West.
Yeah.
And I'm not convinced yet that they have all those pieces and how healthy they are. And they're always one key injury away from it falling apart, whether it's Draymond Green or Steph Curry.
Yeah, Does anybody remember back in 2023, though, when Dame said he would never go to Golden State? Like, I've got the quote right here. I respect what they've been doing over the last 8-9 years, and I'm from there. Obviously, that's home. But I can't go be a part of that. They've won 4 titles. Would I look like going to try to do that? There's somebody that plays that position, or my position, that's behind LeBron, the best player of this era. To me, it doesn't make sense. I'd lose every year before going to the Warriors. So the fact that pundits are even throwing that out right now without citing his prior comments that he's already been like, no, on Golden State. I don't want to watch him go to the Dubs, pair up with Steph Curry, and win a title. I'd literally rather watch him pair with LeBron. If you said, Jordan, pick one, I'd choose the Lakers.
That was all with the Miami Heat thing going on, if my timeline is correct, when it was clear he was leaving Portland.
But he's also always had something against Golden State. Like, he's like, yeah, it's home, but like, why would I want to go join Steph Curry? It's just dumb. And he's right.
I think the situation is completely different now.
I mean, what is he coming off the bench now? And he's not do you think he's going to come off the
bench this year?
If
he's able to come back and play this year at some point.
I mean, yeah, but if you're looking at long term.
No, I don't. I'm looking at like him just
next March.
Yeah, March. He's got it back together. He's had some workouts. All the NBA GMs and coaches and scouts have come and looked.
Yeah.
And said, okay, he can help us. He's still limited, but no, I think he might come back, hop on a team, be a little boost for a playoff run. I could see that with the Warriors. Him then signing for another 2 years, I don't think that'll happen, because if he is effective and gives them something in a run to an NBA championship, then there's going to be another team that desperately needs a starting point guard or somebody that can play 25 minutes. And we'll give him a contract that the Warriors won't be able to give him.
I mean, would the Blazers fans be more okay with him going to the Heat, per se? Because there were a lot of fans, I think myself included, that didn't want Cronin to flip him to Miami in the first place. Like, it's up to him now. But why would Blazers fans be any happier now
I don't know.
That he's headed to
I'm
Miami?
Just wondering if there's a, you know, where's the line of fandom that gets drawn for Blazer fans of...
For me, the Dubs.
Nope, we're happy. We're happy that Dame finally got to play at that level. He certainly deserved it, earned it, did everything he could for the Blazers. But is there a team or a uniform you see him in there and you just, that's just sour.
Yeah, no. Golden State.
Okay.
Get the hell right out. I could, you know what? I'd pallet it with the Lakers. I could pallet it even more with the Boston Celtics. He actually, without Jason Tatum, looks like a fit there, especially on the veteran minimum, because the Celtics are just barely still over the second apron by a million.
Man, that'll hurt more watching him and Peyton Pritchard. That would hurt.
It would.
I don't think you'd be mad, but that would hurt.
It's also not in your conference. Like, him playing for Milwaukee as opposed to, like, Minnesota, that's tough. When Brandon Roy went to Minnesota, it sucked.
I think it would be worse in a Laker uniform than a Warrior. The Lakers would probably be the one where I'd be like,
I mean, I see it, but I just, with his prior comments already made about the Warriors and their level of success and him wanting to do it anywhere but there, yeah, I'm subscribing to that.
All right. Well, we will see. Obviously, we are months away from that even being a remote possibility, if he can come back and possibly play in this next season late. If not, how the rehab will go, assuming there are no setbacks. But we know he will take his rehab extremely diligently. It is time to spread the line. We got a few of those fake sponsors in. Still time left to go if you want to send one in. We'll see what there is to wager on this weekend. You've got some baseball. You have Wimbledon, some WNBA. You've got the Gold Cup if you want to put some soccer money down. Also, Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Is it a runaway? Is there any value anywhere else? All of that as we head down the stretch here. It's Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Tired of paying for channels you don't watch? Well, a new select package by Sling gives you a curated lineup of live and on-demand TV you actually want. With channels like Fox News, NFL Network, FX, FS1, and more, starting at $19.99 a month. There's even some 4K content. And in designated markets, subscribers get local broadcast networks too. No long-term contract, no hassle, just the live TV you love. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Spriggin' the line.
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 Yes, it is time to sprig the line. It is our final show on Dirt and Sprig for the week with the holiday tomorrow.
Happy 4th, everybody.
Yes, happy 4th. Be safe. Make sure you got that water there if you're doing fireworks
happy
nearby.
Birthday to my stepmom. She was born on America's birthday.
Well, there you go.
That was always fun. You mentioned like going out in the boondocks of Idaho. Like,
yes.
She had some property in Mount Angel.
Oh.
So every year when I was a kid, her family would basically do the same thing that you were talking about.
There you go.
Shooting the very large mortars out of the metal tubes.
Exactly.
And a lot of booze would be had by the adults.
Yeah. Now, it's not right there, but you're close to St. Paul. Did you take the rodeo in?
No, I'm not a rodeo guy, but we would always go back for Oktoberfest August, September. Absolutely.
Excellent. All right, we do have a couple of fake sponsors. Sprague on the Line brought to you by Sprague's Independence Day celebration. He's lost so much money gambling that he can't afford fireworks, so instead, his kids are just going to throw a bunch of metal into the microwave and watch the sparks fly there.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. We don't have the ding?
I have the ding. I just was on the wrong page.
Oh, okay. I know. We're getting more drops. We're starting to become like prime time in that regard. Sprague on the Line brought to you by Joey Chestnut. In 10 minutes tomorrow, he'll shove more wieners down his throat than Sprague could afford in a year. Hey, there it is.
That's more wieners down a year.
Sprague on the Line brought to you by All-Star Game starter Cal Raleigh. Now that I think about it, my Yankees could use an upgrade at catcher. Shots at Jordan.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. A year ago when Cal Raleigh wasn't apparently the greatest catcher in baseball. Jeez. What? Literally 50 points on his batting average makes people say, oh, now he is. He was pretty much the same hitter last year, minus from the right side. Just saying.
Kid went to work. What do you want?
He was doing a lot of work last year, too.
All righty. So you are a big hot dog eating contest. Apparently, that's how you start your 4th of July.
It is appointment viewing for me. Every single year since I was yay big, 12 or 13, when Kobayashi was the guy winning those hot dog eating contests, yes. I've been tuning into the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. It's like 10 or 11 a.m. every July 4th, and I don't know why, but I effing love watching guys shove some wieners
down their throat. Joey Chestnut is back in, so whatever his he had a fake meat endorsement deal.
Yeah, that, Impossible Meats or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
That violated some stupid bylaw of Nathan's that did not allow him to do there.
They didn't want him to sponsor anything.
It's
else.
A hot dog eating contest. Get over yourselves.
Like, come on, guys.
So he's back in this year. Minus 1,800. He is an overwhelming favorite. I don't know any of these other people. Patrick Bertoletti is your second favorite at plus 1,000. If you take Joey Chestnut out, Bertoletti is your favorite at minus 110. James Webb at plus 250. Are you going to... That's a lot of coin you got to put down for Chestnut to win.
But
is he a lock? Minus 1,800.
Oh, man. I mean, he...
So you got to drop two large to win $125.
But
is that sure money?
That's what I'm usually I'm not one to say, like, why don't you go throw 20 grand on this? But like, if you have it sitting around, I would bet the house that I don't own, to quote one Brian Wheeler, rest in peace, that Joey Chestnut would make you money on that bet. Like, hands down, a minus 1,800, I think, is actually too little. Like, I think it should be favored at like minus 5,000. Like, this is an obvious win. So,
all right, let me see. Oh, let's see what the specials are. You probably make, okay. So Joey Chestnut, over 65 dogs is minus 400, over 70 is minus 165, over 75 is plus 250.
Just for the fun of it, because he is, you know, so good at this and he's hit 70 before, throw a little bit of fun money on the 75. What is it? You said plus 250.
Yeah, the over under is 71.5 on Joey Chestnut.
I would take the over on that.
Plus 105. So even money there.
I would say he's trying to make a good showing after missing last summer. So he's like I said, hit 70 a couple times before. He's always ready. The dude literally, I mean, if you've heard how he prepares for this, he doesn't eat for like 2 days, and he actually works out. He looks like he's in good shape, and that apparently helps him digest this stuff faster. So,
Wimbledon going on? You dabble?
I'd place money on like Alcaraz, but that's like the only guy I know.
Oh, so. No, right now, You can still get plus money on Aryna Sabalenka to win the women's singles title at plus 185.
Okay.
So you have Paulini's out, Coco Gauff is out. Iga Swiatek is still in, but grass is not her favorite surface. Like plus 185 right now. Like Aryna Sabalenka is on a roll.
Yeah.
So as long as mentally she doesn't have an off day, she's focused and engaged in every match. I got to think that's some pretty good. Now, the men, it's a little different because you have Jannik Sinner and Carlos Alcaraz. Sinner at plus 160, Alcaraz at plus 115. The Joker there at plus 600. He just won.
Yeah.
Those are pretty much your last. The best American is Taylor Fritz. And like we said, he's had 2 5 setters. He dropped the first two sets in his opener, and then he played 5 sets. He can't be leaving himself out there for four and a half hours. He's at plus 2,200, but I don't know that he's got the game. The big new phenom on the men's circuit is João Fonseca, an 18-year-old from Brazil, who serves ridiculously hard, as just lightning off of his racket. He is at plus 5,000. He's still learning, though. I don't know if he gets later into the matches, center court, going up against some veteran guys. But that's what you're doing there with Wimbledon. What else are you looking at? Some baseball?
Yeah, I was trying to find a seat because you were talking about Cal Raleigh bombs this weekend coming up against the All-Star break. And you've kind of, it depends on who's pitching against him, but you've kind of been seeing maybe plus 3 to 450 odds for Cal Raleigh to homer at any particular point. So I think I'll place one for tonight, maybe like a 10 spot on Cal Raleigh to hit a bomb, and then either tomorrow or Sunday. One of those two or three games, I think he's going to go a yard, just hoping to get lucky on one. I was so close. When I was infilling with Tanny Morang a couple weeks ago, my D-gen pick of the day, or lock of the day, was Rowdy Tellez to homer, and he's no longer a Mariner, but I missed it by 6 inches, maybe a foot. He hit it right to the wall in right field, but back up against it, unfortunately, guy made the catch. Like,
so you go.
I feel like I'm onto something here. You really just got to look at pitching matchups. And Cal,
well, it's
been on fire lately. Just
the Royals ace, yeah. Seth Lugo, is on the bump today.
Well, he hasn't been doing so well this year. So
we'll look. Let's see if we can get some game props for you. Batter props. All right. Home runs,
right.
Cal Raleigh, plus 230 there to hit a home run.
So plus 200 to plus 300 or 450. That sounds pretty close to what we've been seeing. And honestly, plus 230 is pretty low. I'd probably stay away from that unless, like, you think that the matchup that particular night is going to hit. So it's, once again, it's all about pitching matchups. Although every time I bet on a particular team, like, I'll never forget this. I placed a $100 bet once on, like, the Toronto Blue Jays, and Chris Bassett ended up having his worst game of his career. 7 runs given up in, like, 2 innings, and he was out. And it's like, dude, are you kidding me? So I'm probably like Sprague. I shouldn't bet as much as I do, but thankfully my units are small. I don't unit shame. In fact, I'll tell everybody my unit size. It's $7. Nobody talks about what their actual unit size is.
Yeah.
I will tell everybody it is $7 unit, baby.
There you go. So that's Sprague in the Line. One final Sprague in the Line brought to you by quote. I hope you, Jason Pierre, pull your fingers while you send my dog under his bed on the fourth weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, make sure you take care of those pets. Not the best day or weekend for them. So I remember, my pup, Cody, rest in peace there. Not a big fan of the fireworks. So
we try to leave white noise on for the kitties.
It puts a huge damper on things when you have a pup that it doesn't work for them. So hope everybody is safe. Thunder blanket worked well, a little tranquilizer, and at least it made the night tolerable. Hopefully everybody is safe out there. There you go. We'll come back. Some final thoughts. Wrap things up. See if there's any other. I haven't seen any NBA nuggets. We're waiting for, see if anything else. So I think it's all quiet. Everybody's getting ready for the weekend. Again, the NBA deals and trades can finally go down on the 6th. That's when the new league year starts. As we wrap things up here on this pre-holiday edition, Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan. Wrapping things up here on this Thursday, July the 3rd, as we send it into the 4th of July Independence Day weekend. Hope you have great plans. Should be a lot of fun. So much stuff going on around the city. Blues Festival going on. They'll have fireworks down there. Hops game sold out. That's where I'll be this weekend. Games all weekend long. Fireworks both Thursday night or Friday night and Saturday night.
Those are fun games.
Yeah.
I used to MC out there. That was...
The fourth is sold out.
That was... Well, I'll toot my own horn here. We had every weekend sold out when I was MCing because as... The owner at the time told me, you are the reason we don't suck. So really appreciate you. I knew how to get the crowd going, man. So I'm happy that they're still succeeding out there. And those fireworks shows, they are pretty freaking awesome. Hops,
yep.
Do it up.
Nope. We do it up out there. So it should be tons of fun. So come out. See us here over the weekend. Love to see people out there, whether you're going to the coast or the mountains. Have you decided? I'm still deciding. I need to hit the store.
Yeah.
And then put something on the smoker. We have people, tri-tip, never a problem with tri-tip, but, curious if I want to do something a little different, a little unique.
Like a different seasoning or what are you thinking?
I don't know. Do I do something with lamb maybe?
I've never smoked a lamb. I'm sure it'd be good, but you probably got
to do a leg of lamb. I could do a rack of lamb.
Ooh, make sure that's really low and slow. Yeah, that's get overcooked ribs.
Well, lamb, you gotta kind of crank it up and just sear it, sort of thing. You're not gonna smoke it.
No,
the
so
way you
gonna,
would brisket or ribs
you're
or
not gonna
pork
put it
butt.
In the smoker then.
Well, the smoker, I mean, you can crank it up and it works on the grill too. You can sear stuff.
No,
you can get it hot enough to sear at the end.
That's true. We'll see. That good old flavor coating. A big old piece of smoked meat.
Yeah.
I feel like on lamb that would be good.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of stuff you can do. I get sick of the traditional either trying to whatever you do with lamb, making it like a gyro.
Oh.
Or the traditional mint and rosemary.
Jelly. Yeah,
you got to do something. You got to do something fruity with the glaze. It takes a sweetness great, whether it's cherries, pomegranate, something in that regard.
To
do a bit more of a glaze.
I don't think they sell it anymore, but they've had it at times at Costco. It's like a habanero pineapple glaze.
If I liked pineapple. Pineapple's too sweet.
I get it, but you're talking about like a little sweet with lamb. That works perfectly on lamb. I've put that like just in the frying pan and seared the lamb a little bit, and then you get that flavor from the sauce. Like, yes, please.
What do you do for dessert?
Just ice cream, probably. Or my wife loves to make macarons, so she'll do those once in a while. So we have those
now
around.
That
our house.
Takes a lot of effort.
She is very good at those, though. I mean, it does. You got to slap the pans down. You got to make sure that like you dry each side, and then put the filling in. It's a lot.
That's a lot going on. Now, ice cream's probably more along those lines.
Are you an apple pie guy? Or?
No, I am not a fruit pie person. I don't. No.
I like apple crisp or like apple cobbler.
No.
Because then everything's all warm. But like apple pie, I get the chunks of like almost, they're supposed to be cooked, but then you
bite
into
like
the
mushy
hard chunk
fruit.
It's supposed to be mushy, but I've had too much apple pie where I just bite into the apple in the middle of the pie and it's still like hard. It's like, what are you doing?
No.
Didn't cook that well enough.
No. I'm not, no. Fruit pies don't do it for me. Yeah.
I understand.
That'll be, we'll pull that.
Yeah, fruit pies, fruit cakes.
Oh, no, fruit cake's nasty. You got to soak it in so much rum in order to make it palatable and moist enough. There we go. So, coming up this weekend, it'll be a lot of baseball here on the Fan. We got a doubleheader, first game at 11:30 tomorrow on 910, and then I think 3 o'clock we got a game here, game Saturday. And then Sunday we get a doubleheader, actually.
Ooh.
So whoever the Yankees are playing, are the Yankees playing the Mets this weekend?
Is it a Subway Series?
I can't remember.
Let me see on the schedule here.
Come on. Hustle up.
New York v. Toronto, which will be an interesting matchup since Toronto has all of a sudden been on a crazy run and are now sitting at the top of the AL East with said New York Yankees. New York in Canada.
Well,
that's
today. They're finishing up a series. No, the Mets are hosting the Yankees on a weekend series.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to get
a lot of that.
It's
Friday today. My bad.
No, it's Thursday. So you're
like
going to get a lot of that. And then also you're going to get the Padres and Rangers, I think, the late game on Sunday as well. We mentioned U.S. National Soccer Team playing in the Gold Cup Championship game, the final 4 o'clock against Mexico Sunday on Fox. And so that will be a lot of fun. And the other thing we're keeping an eye on looking for will be the it'll be the Summer League roster.
Yeah.
For the Trailblazers as we get into that. So there'll be a lot of that next weekend. I will be here next week, Tuesday through Friday. Dirt and Sprague will be on vacation. They're taking their summer vacation here, recharging the jets so they can refuel and be ready to go. It'll be a big, big rest of the summer, especially as we start getting into college football media days. That is right around the corner. ACC, SEC, Big Ten is the 22nd through the 24th of July. That will be a huge, huge week for us here at The Fan. Thank you for getting up early.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. customize your tools and charts, and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to DirtyLabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.